from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of In Defense of the Golden Calf. We're looking at Rabbi Yosef Bechoshor, one of the Baal Yatosfot. He comments on the entire episode of the Egel, and he says as follows. He defends it all the way through. He says, when Aaron said, take out your earrings that are in the ears of your wives, he said to himself, look, what am I going to do? They need a leader. They don't have Moshe, so that I could make Kalev or Nachshon Ben Aminadab. Some of the Judean leaders can make them leaders. But then when Moshe comes back, there'll be a whole rift. Some people will be in favor of the old leader, some in favor of the new leader. So then what's another choice? Don't give them any leader, and they'll make another leader. And then when Moshe comes back, there'll certainly be a rift between the new leader and Moshe. Well, then maybe I could be the leader. Aaron would be the leader, and then, you know, he would have control over it. Yeah, but when he comes back, Moshe will think that Aaron was really trying to take over, and he wouldn't want anyone to think that. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll make a leader that would be so ridiculous, who's going to really believe that? So when Moshe comes back, it'll go away, and there'll be no problem. So Aaron was mostly interested, according to this, in peace. That's the style of Aaron. Then he carves out the golden calf. He's trying to waste time. Then he says, these are your gods, Israel. That sounds pretty damning. The people said, these are your gods. So he says, don't worry. The word Elohim in Hebrew is always plural. So you can say it in plural. Doesn't mean that they believed in idolatry or polytheism. And then maybe they were talking about Aaron as well. Aaron is the leader, and this idol is also representative of the leader. Then he told them, well, let's make a big party for God tomorrow. Of course, the party's for God. It's not for an idol. And he's trying to stall until Moshe actually shows up. And then even when they bring offerings to the golden calf, he says, no, they didn't bring offerings to the golden calf. They brought it for God. And that's what you do when you have a new leader. That's what you bring offerings. We find the same thing regarding Shaul as well. So all the way through, they were not violating idolatry. So then why did God get so upset? So he says, well, Hashem just appointed Moshe, and then they appointed a new leader. It's not nice. Number two, God says, don't make an idol, even if it represents God. A lot of idol worshipers will say, I believe in the big God. But you go through this little idol over here, this is the little idol, and I really am worshiping the big idol. This just represents the big idol. That's also prohibited. So that's why it was prohibited, not because they were actually doing idolatry in the truly polytheistic sense. So the Rosh Hashanah comes to defense of the Jewish community 100%. The Ramban also in a different community in Spain, in Israel, he also takes this view that he says, you think they were so foolish that they really worshipped this thing, and they thought that this idol took them out of Egypt. He says, it must have been something, surely something more sophisticated than that. He says, there's no tipesh, there's no fool in the world who thinks that. They meant that the power that's behind this golden calf took them out. Now, here's another question Ramban raises, and the Tzohar Mor talks about it too. That is, that if indeed you want to argue against this approach that in defense of the Jews, so you say, okay, from day one when Aaron started this business, it was very bad news. Well, if that's the case, how come after Aaron made the golden calf, he gathered the gold, then he made the calf, then he told him, let's make a party tomorrow. Finally, on the second day, Hashem says, oh, Moshe, you better go down. The Jews have become corrupt. Now you're telling him. Why don't you tell him when they were just starting to make the, when they were gathering the gold, when they just made the idol? Now you wait until there's frivolity going on, and they're dancing, and who's what, frolicking, who's what they're doing with the golden calf on the next day? Why did God wait? Says the Ramban, it wasn't so bad yet. Just making an idol, all right, so it's not pure monotheism, but when they started bringing offerings to it, That's a different story. Now, again, the Rabbi Yosef Chorshor says that they did not offer offerings to the idol, rather to God. But Ramban says, no, these were idols to God, and that's not acceptable. The Tzor Mor also, in great defense of the Jews, he says, Hashem did not get mad about the gold, about anything else. However, but after all, they didn't know where Moshe was. He says, what were they mad about? What was Hashem mad about? When they brought offerings to God, to their idol, that was when there was a serious problem. One might argue also by Akumul and Tzachek, they rose to frivolity, which Rashi says could be idolatry, could be certainly immorality, could even be Ritzicha, could be murder. So that already is when Hashem said they're violating moral principles. This is not a theological problem. This is a moral problem. Now, Moshe, you've got to go down. You've got to do something. But it's interesting, though, that Hashem doesn't intervene right away. It's almost like Hashem sent Moshe away. So let's see what happens with these Jews while you're away. And then he even let them sin a little bit and then brought Moshe back. He wasn't going to let Moshe sort of babysit them through this problem. He was going to let the course run its course a little bit. So it's very, very interesting. But in any event, certainly there have been great defenses leveled and raised for the Jewish people, and Rabbi Yosef Chorshor is certainly among them. Ban himself says that most of the Jews probably were not involved. Just only 3,000 who were killed. They were the main activists who were really worshiping idols. But there is an argument that the Jews, really, it wasn't so much the golden calf, it was the worship of the golden calf. It was the frivolity that came afterwards, or perhaps the immorality that came afterwards. These were the real sins of the golden calf. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Elmeth Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Join us each week for a discussion of various Parshiot and holidays. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.